First story takes us to the Korean Peninsula, where there's a lot of talk taking place about a second summit between the leaders of North Korea and the U.S. The first one, which happened last summer in Singapore, was historic because it was the first time that sitting leaders from both of these countries met face-to-face. And it was considered a foreign policy success for U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. They signed a declaration that said the U.S. would work toward normalizing relations with North Korea and that North Korea would work toward giving up its nuclear weapons. But critics say concrete steps toward a peace treaty haven't been taken. A big hang-up is that North Korea wants security guarantees from the U.S. before it starts giving up its nukes. And the U.S. wants North Korea to give up its nukes before relations are normalized. But they're not the only two countries that factor into all this. The U.S. fought alongside South Korea in the Korean War in the early 1950s. The two democratic nations have historically been close allies. North Korea's only close ally is China, and the leaders of those two communist countries held a surprise meeting last week. So as American and North Korean officials reportedly plan a second summit between their leaders, a lot of questions are being raised about the influence of South Korea and China on that meeting.